Hi, this is Karen Schomer, formerly of The Schomer Show. You're listening to WGXC Acra 90.7 FM.
Tune in every morning at 5 a.m., 7 a.m., and 9 a.m. for all the local news from the WGXC newsroom, from the Public News Service, from the River Newsroom's coronavirus report, to interviews from our partner station WOOC in Troy. You'll also hear the better weather from the Catskill Maker Syndicate every morning on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM, your place on the dial for local news.
From Survive All comes an economical do-it-yourself fallout shelter.
Civil defense approved and easy to assemble. Takes just a weekend.
Get maximum protection from nuclear fallout for your family.
See a Survive All shelter today.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Heather Lloyd of Kinderhook, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre with the WGXC News Update. Go to the WGXC newsroom at wgxc.org for more information on any of these stories. Nancy Kern reports for Columbia Green Media that Catskill School Board member Ryan Oswald said recently that board members are not allowed to speak to anyone, including the press, regarding board business. The New York State School Boards Association recommends school boards not reply to public comments, but acknowledges that replying is allowed. At a Catskill School Board meeting on July 5th, second grade teacher and Catskill parent April Ormerod said, quote, "I regularly attend these board meetings, and yet so many things still come as a surprise to me. I learned recently that we've lost our special education director. This is the 11th director we've dealt with as parents of a child in this school district. Our daughter is only entering ninth grade. It's concerning, and we have to ask why. There's never any ability for discourse. How can the community become part of the discussion? How can the board represent our students, our families, and community members when there doesn't seem to be a chance for that? I'd like the board to consider how to begin to allow the community to be heard. How can the taxpayers and the parents and employees communicate with the board? Often I've heard members say they wish they knew or how they can find out, and my question is, how can we open that up? How can we engage the community so that we have a picture from the staff, the parents, and the community about the concerns going on?" Unquote. The Greenville School Board, by contrast, recently had a parent oppose a library book, and the board held a moderated session of open discussion groups where parents could openly voice their concerns through dialogue. So locally, it is possible for school boards to respond to the concerns of the community. Greenville School Board President Tracy Young said, quote, "We were happy to host the discussion groups. They were very well attended. The people shared from their hearts very respectfully and allowed the board to view things from many perspectives. All of the information was captured, and we had a mechanism that allowed us to capture feelings and sentiments that maybe weren't addressed by the specific questions that were on people's minds," unquote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. The Times Union reports that over 2 years after New York legalized cannabis, just the second Capital Region retail cannabis store opened July 7th in Rensselaer County. The Stage 1 dispensary is in the town of Rensselaer on the first floor of a former bank building where the vaults have been kept in their original condition and are being used to store inventory. The store is owned by Nathaniel Innes, Galena German Innes, Suji Mirsky, and Joshua Mirsky, who has run a recording studio in Albany for more than a decade. Another cannabis store opens July 8th in Broome County. Governor Kathy Hochul said, quote, "With these new dispensaries opening in New York, we are providing safer product to New Yorkers while furthering our ambitious goals for equity in New York's cannabis laws," unquote. But New York has been criticized for the slow rollout of retail sales, with no stores open yet in Greene, Columbia, Ulster, or Dutchess counties, and few opened anywhere in the state. Hochul has not yet signed a bill that would allow New York's more than 200 licensed growers to temporarily sell their crops to tribal nations across the state because the stores that were supposed to be open are not. Assemblyperson Donna A. Lupardo, a Broome County Democrat who chairs the Assembly's Agricultural Committee, said, quote, after months of uncertainty surrounding New York's adult-use cannabis market rollout, desperation is building among the state's cannabis farmers. They had been stranded with 250,000 pounds of unsold cannabis products from the 2022 season. The current pace of new retail openings will not resolve this issue, and this product is losing value every day as we wait, unquote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. And Mid-Hudson News reports that as of July 6th, the New York State Department of Labor no longer allows employers to impose mandatory overtime for nurses. Mandatory overtime for nurses is now only allowed in a healthcare disaster, a declaration of emergency, or when required for safe patient care, such as during an unforeseen emergency or an ongoing medical or surgical procedure. New York State Department of Labor Commissioner Roberta Reardon said, quote, this new law prevents burnout and empowers these essential workers to continue providing exceptional care to New York families statewide, unquote. Employers must notify the Department of Labor if they do impose mandatory overtime because of an emergency situation. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News, and read more about any of these stories in the WGXC newsroom at WGXC.org. I'm Tom Rowe in Acre with the WGXC weather forecast from the National Weather Service in Albany that's predicting a mostly partly sunny Saturday. There's a 30% chance of precipitation with chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly after 1 p.m. with a high of 85 and a wind from the northeast around 6 miles per hour spinning local windmills. Saturday night should be mostly cloudy with low around 65. Again, a 30% chance of rain. Sunday, the chance rises to 80%. Mostly, possibly a thunderstorm after 11 a.m. too, with a high of just 76. Wind from the southeast, 5 to 8 miles per hour, spinning local windmills. Sunday night, 1 to 2 inches of rain is possible when the day ends, with showers and thunderstorms continuing into the evening with a low around 64. Then on Monday, there's a 70% chance of showers again and possible thunderstorms after 11 a.m. with cloudy skies, a high of 77 and a low around 62. You're listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, solar-powered radio for open ears.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of E-Team of Sunnyside, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Give me liberty, or give me death!
WGXC, the station that gives you liberty.
Number 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10.
And welcome back. We're joined now by the twice indicted Republican frontrunner, fresh off his latest arrest, Donald Jessica Trump. Thanks so much for posting bail to be here.
Thank you.
Mr. Former Fake President Girl, hundreds of thousands of millions of classified documents were found at Mar-a-Lago, in the bedroom, in the bathroom, in the closet where you store your wigs. Sir, what were you doing with all those boxes?
Ready?
Ugh, I'm bored.
There was nothing to declassify. These were newspaper stories, magazine stories.
At one point, you apparently held up a highly sensitive military plan of attack document in front of a room full of randos.
There was no document. That was a massive amount of papers and everything else, and it may have been held up or may not, but that was not a document. I didn't have a document per se.
Well, sweetie, I don't mean to grab you by the per se, but according to the indictment, there is a recording of you saying, and I quote, look at me, I have classified documents. These are definitely not declassified. Look at me, I'm a big boy, daddy, please love me.
I have every right to have those boxes. This is purely a Presidential Records Act.
This is not a criminal thing.
Picture his ass in a bright orange jumpsuit, banging on bars with a rusty tin cup. Thought he'd be cute and just take what he wanted, but looks like it's time to pay up.
You know, Clinton took documents. Clinton took tapes in his socks.
Damning indictments for federal crimes. I
Not that I know of.
Donald's in the jar with boxes.
There was no document.
Donald's in the jar with boxes.
It's a political witch hunt.
National secrets and nuclear codes.
This is not a criminal thing. These are thugs. This is not a criminal thing.
Picture his ass in a bright orange jumpsuit. Rock to the justice he tried to ultra. Thought he'd be cute and just take what he wanted. And now he's totally screwed.
It's a political witch hunt.
Witch, please.
Number nine. Number nine. Number nine. Number nine, number nine,
nine, nine.
From the 2023 album, The Age of Pleasure, that's Janelle Monáe with Black Sugar Beach on WGXC.
Number
2023 new music there from trombonist Steve Swell. The song was called Dazed and Amused from the For Rena P. Espelot album on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Number 7.
7.
7.
7. 7. 7.
from the 2023 album Lightning Dreamers. That was Future Shaman from Rob Mazurek and the Exploding Star Orchestra on WGXC.
Number
2023 music from Guided by Voices there called Meet the Star on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Number
from the 2023 album The Gate. That was So Hum from Dave Swellison, William Parker, and Steve Hirsch.
Number
4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4.
Next up on WGXC is from the 2023 album River Said from New Zealand's Maxine Funk. This is Willow White.
A trifle early as the spring, wisp of willow whispering, the nun's blithe prayer still roaming like a thief. Over hills the darkest hour, over hills the darkest hour, for the nightmare wakers, the dream quakes. A trifle early is the spring, wand of willow wandering, milkmen running through the town like a seer. Over hills the darkest power, over hills the darkest power, the nightgown saints the dawn makes. Glass bottles hover, glass bottles sing, so earthy is the spring. Glass bottles hover, glass bottles sing, so earthy is the spring. Yesterday.
Catskills' Reckless Eric from his 2023 album Leisureland, that is Standing Water, on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Number
one.
I have known love
and at times it was a simple love. Gentle and kind, with murmurs and whispers as we drift asleep. There is no fire left in me now. There is no fire left in me now. I have known love and at times it shook me to the core. Tender yet cruel, consuming and desperate as the night burns on. There is no fight left in me now. There is no fight left in me now. Times it was a grieving love. Come to me now and cling to me tightly as the end draws near. There is no fire left in me. There is no fire left in me now.
From Kopake, PG6 there with his first new music in over a decade with I Have Known Love from 2023.
This is Oxeye from Caliphone from the 2023 album Villagers.
Lost in the promised land, so like a pocket calculator. Trying on some new name someday, someday. Found my heart, found my heart. Crumbled and I deny fear.